Everywhere I looked, there was something incredible to look at. Beyond compare. I felt unworthy. I felt like they were beyond understanding. First thing I remember was looking at my toes. I was bending over so I could see my toes more closely. I felt concerned. There were blue spots in my toenail that I hadn't seen before. As I looked more closely, I saw more of them. They seemed to be multiplying. They were multiplying. At first, they were just in the toenail of my middle toe. But when I looked again, they were spreading into my other toes too. What was going on? What was wrong with me? This is not normal. Something was seriously wrong. These blue specks were embedded in my toenails. Every time I looked, there were more of them. This is not good, I thought. I needed to find out more. The next thing I remember, I was looking up what blue specks in your toenails were. My hands were typing the search when I immediately became immersed inside a YouTube video explaining that the blue specks were actually a good sign. It meant that my body was expelling extra nutrients that would disintegrate into rich food source. I was inside the video watching these blue crystals in my toenails become dispersed like stardust. These little tardigrade-type beings were swimming around eating up the blue crystal space dust. I was mind blown. Then the next thing I remember was, I was escaping from a matrix-like spacecraft with a group of friends. We were in trouble. I don't know why, but I felt like we were in danger of losing our lives. We were submerged underwater in these underground tube-like tunnels, and everything was glowing in dark blue hues. We had breathing apparatus that was like scuba gear, but more advanced. We had set up a decoy. Spacecraft fell for it. We swam as fast and as silently as we could until it was gone and we were safe. I was leading the way. Then the next thing I remember, I was with the same group of people. We were still in the underground tunnel system, but we were no longer underwater. We were no longer wet. I didn't know any of my companions' names, but I knew them and trusted them. Some of them, even though they looked human, were not from the planet Earth. We continued to walk through the tunnel until we came upon a marketplace. It was like an arts and crafts fair, and we became immersed in groups of people shopping and vending. I was in awe of how beautiful the jewelry was. I quickly got lost in the craftsmanship, and soon found myself separated from my group, jaw-dropped at what I was discovering. Everywhere I looked, there was something incredible